From KQED News, I'm Erica Kelly. The Chevron refinery in Richmond must pay $170,000 for failing to report when it polluted into the air. KQED's Amy Standen has more.
When refineries process crude oil into gasoline, they also produce gas. Sometimes the pressure builds up. One way to depressurize is to simply release the gas into the air. It's called flaring. But some of these gases, like benzene, can aggravate asthma and other respiratory problems. So when refineries flare, they are required to report it to local air officials. Between 2005 and 2009, Chevron failed to do this 27 times, according to the Air Resources Board. Jessica Tovar of the watchdog group Communities for a Better Environment says a financial penalty against Chevron misses the point.
We would rather have them prevent pollution than just merely pay off fines.
According to the Air Quality Management District, Chevron and the other four Bay Area refineries have all reduced the amount of flaring in recent years. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Some of California's most iconic companies joined today's market slump. Bloomberg News reports that Gap, the largest U.S. apparel chain, dropped 12% on news that sales missed analyst estimates. Apple and Google were down nearly 4%. Republican and Democratic lawmakers are considering plans that would spur major upgrades to the nation's aging energy pipelines. The move comes after a series of accidents, including last year's deadly explosion that destroyed a San Bruno neighborhood. The Associated Press reports the new ideas include using modern technologies to detect leaks. I'm Erica Kelly. More news online at kqednews.org.
Thank you, Erica. Support for KQED News comes from Stamford Hospital and Clinic, specializing in neurosurgery care, stamfordhospital.org.